Good day, and welcome to the REN's first half 2015 results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ana Fernández, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here on a Friday late afternoon. I'm joined by Rodrigo Costa, the CEO, Gonçalo Morais Soares, the CFO, and João Conceição, the COO. They'll be ready to answer any questions you may have, but now I please, Rodrigo, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Again, thanks for attending our conference call. As you probably know by now, we just presented our results, and we reported, you know, a good result. Our activity is moving at our expected pace, and the good performance of the financials and the capital gain from the sale of our Enagás shares helped to offset the impact of the new electricity regulatory framework. As announced also, during this period, we closed the purchase of the underground gas storage asset from Galp, located in the area of our other caverns, and we became the only holder of this type of asset in Portugal. The cost of debt continued to decrease, and it ended the quarter at 4%, and this was key to bring the financial results down to 44.8 million euros, minus 44.8 million euros. Net income benefited from the sale of Enagás, as I said, and from a 9.9 million tax credit, but it was negatively impacted by the energy levy. CapEx was higher than usual for the first half of the year, benefiting from what I referred before, the purchase of the storage assets. The regular CapEx will resume its usual path in the second half of the year, and we estimate that the average CapEx of 2015 will be close to 200 million euros. Finally, in May, we presented the update of the company's strategic plan, which by now is familiar to you. We had a very good session. We had a lot of our investors, some of them are new to us. The feedback was very positive, and we remain very committed in delivering accordingly. With this, I move to Gonçalo, who will go through the presentation, and at the end of his presentation, we'll be available. Myself, João, and Gonçalo will be available to answer any question you have.
Hi. Hello, good afternoon. Let me skip slides one and two, which are the main messages and the main indicators, and go straight to slide number three. We are continuing to see the evolution of the sovereign risk versus last year in a positive way. It has increased a little bit in the last few months due to some instability in the market. But still, the base rates of returns, both in electricity and gas, are significantly lower than they were relative to last year. Gas is around at the floor where the gas regulation is, and so cannot move any more down. Electricity is also at 6%. Bear in mind that even if rates do go up, and this has on us in our accounts a slightly positive impact, it's always computed as an average from the first of October of last year. It is always an impact which is diluted between all of these months. Okay? I'd say that this is the main impact that you see in our remuneration. If you go to slide number four, and then we can talk a little bit about investment, you see a big increase in CapEx from one year to the other. You basically, what you see is the impact of the conclusion of the investment in the natural gas caverns, which we bought from Galp, and which are an investment that accounts for around 71.4 million euros. Relative to the other normal investments, they are slightly lower than last year, but I'd say nothing which is not foreseen for us in terms of budget. We always told you that we would be excluding the caverns making investments in a way that both years would be on average around these 200 million. So since we have the caverns this year, it's normal that the other investments actually are slightly lower, but I'd say nothing which is not expected. And transfers to Rubber, I'd say, are more or less the same story with very high value because of the Galp assets that we bought, and the rest slightly lower, but I'd say within clearly our expectations. So I think that finally we conclude this investment, and it was very good news for us. Moving to slide number 5, again, we continue to see the improvement in the mix of our assets. You see the lands and the electricity watt premium coming down, and you see electricity with premium going up and natural gas go up. So I'd say again, this is something which you've been seeing in the last few years and helps on the average having a better blended ROAR overall for the company. You see the impact of all of this in slide number 6 in terms of the remuneration of the regulated asset base. So on one side, you see the electricity, which has a negative impact this year versus last year, which is basically the revision of the regulatory model, and being in the first year of that regulatory model, coupled with the fact that the rates have decreased in a material way. So both of those things, at the end of the day, contribute to this, and you see that it's basically an issue of the rate of return. The asset base and the asset mix have slight positive impact. On the natural gas, it's pretty flat, as the slight negative rate of return impact is more or less compensated by the increase in the asset base. I'd say the story is slightly different from electricity. Again, this was pretty much what we had expected, apart from the fact that the rates came down a little bit more, I'd say, than anyone expected. I'd say that the rest is more or less what we had anticipated when we had the review of the electricity regulation at the end of last year. Let's move a little bit into the cost part of the company and moving to slide number 7. You see that OPEX actually is increasing, which is something which is, I'd say, not that usual in REN. This is mainly due to some costs that we had in the first and the second quarter, for instance, with the issuance of the bonds in the first quarter. I'd say that those are in some costs with the new strategic plan, but I'd say that apart from those, and if you look at personnel costs, that they will continue to come down, and our expectation is still that costs versus last year at the end of the year will be slightly down. Nevertheless, it is important for you to bear in mind something that we've been repeating, which is it is harder and harder for us to decrease costs nowadays. We are already a pretty efficient company compared to our peers. And although we are comfortable and we will meet the efficiency targets defined by the regulator itself, by reducing the efficiency factor in the new regulatory period, understands this and recognizes that for us it will become harder in the future to have material efficiency gains in terms of costs. And so you will see a trend of cost reduction, which is lower, I'd say, than in the previous years, but you should still see some kind of reduction. If you look at slide number 8, is basically the difference between the core OPEX and the total OPEX. I'd say the story is more or less the same between one and the other. There are no major news, so it's basically in the core OPEX that you see this $500,000 go up. And as I said, it's basically connected to those issues, the bond issuance and other, and some, I'd say, non-repeatable costs that we have in the first and second quarter. Slide number 9 summarizes everything in terms of EBITDA. So you have a large negative impact from the return on RAB. You have a little bit more of depreciation. And basically what you see then is a major impact from the sale of the Enagás stake. Okay. Let me also point out that when you look at the decrease in the return of REV of around 20 million, you should include those 5 million positive in other revenues, because it's basically related to the assets at the end of life, which at the end of the day are something which are viewed together with the full remuneration of the assets. And so at the end of the day, it's not a 20 million reduction, it's closer to a 15 million reduction, taking into account also those incentives. And that translates into EBITDA to go up around 2 million or close to 1%. Let's now look below EBITDA at the different lines that we have there, and move to slide number 10. Depreciation, I'd say, pretty much in line with expectation, growing 3 million. I'd say nothing very surprising there. In terms of financial costs, we continue to see the trend that we've seen. I'll comment a little bit more on those in the next slide, which is an improvement in cost. And then let me take a little bit to explain the taxes. So what you see here is a decrease in the taxes paid as of the first semester. Some of that is related already to events that happened in the first quarter, but the main impact, which in taxes accounts to close to 10 million, to be exact 9.9 million, relates to a process that we have undergoing with the tax authorities, and we were clarifying with them some tax acceptability costs in terms of some revaluations that we have, and this was clarified during the second quarter of this year in April, and it allowed us to register in our accounts an asset which translates into a gain of close to 9.9 million euros. So this is not cash flow. We did not receive this money as of now, so we receive a much smaller amount or a smaller part of this, so you do not see that impact in terms of net debt or in terms of cash flow, but it is here translated because now we feel comfortable having gained this assurance that we can put and translate into the account. It is a non-recurrent impact, but it is a positive non-recurrent impact, so it's something which is good for the company. Let me take you to slide number 11 to go a little bit more in terms of what is happening on the funding side. So what you see is that we continue to optimize the cost of funding. It's now around 4. It was close to 4.1 in the first quarter. In terms of the full amount of net debt, it does go up a little bit, but it's mainly due to the normal kind of trend that we have because of the payment of the dividend in this second quarter of the year. And so we would expect this then to come down again a little bit in the rest of the year, even if compared to the end of last year it goes up a little bit, it should clearly come down in the second half. In terms of average cost of debt, I think that we have now decreased much more versus the end of the year, so from 4.7 to around 4%. I'd say that relative to the rest of the year, we have no major refinancing to do, and so I'd say that the average cost should stay close to this or slightly above. Let me remind you again one of the things in terms of evolution of net debt, that the payment for the caverns, although it does have the other impact of the Enagás stake, both of them are still have a slightly negative impact in terms of net debt in this quarter, and the tax component also has a weight in this quarter or in this half that will in the second half not be as large as we have to receive taxes in the second half of the year. So overall, in terms of net profit, in slide number 12, what you can see is that it does go up quite a bit, 29%, but it is because of these non-recurrent impacts. As Rodrigo said at the start, if it was not for these non-recurrent impacts, you would see recurrent net profit go down around 12%, mainly driven on the back of the evolution of the rate of return on the electricity side. So in terms of final remarks, I'd say that, yes, we do have some, I'd say, non-recurrence, but it was, in our opinion, a pretty solid set of results. We continue to try and deliver on the back of the business plan that we presented to you some months ago. And so I'd say that we are, as I said, happy with the results of the company on the first half. This concludes the presentation, and we would be extremely happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our first question from Carolina Doris from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity to ask the question. I just have one. It's quite straightforward. On the financial expenses, it went down a lot quarter on quarter from 27, I think, to 20 million euros. Just wanted to check if 20 million euros is the right level of financial expenses that you expect for the third and the fourth quarter. Thank you very much.
I mean, I think that overall in the year, as I said, the average cost of debt should be around the 4.1 kind of figure. Perhaps when you look at the full financial results, you have several things which are in there, namely dividends received and other things, and some of them have impact on a quarter-by-quarter kind of way of looking at it. And I think that's one of the issues that perhaps you are seeing in this second quarter versus the first. But I'd say that the first is a pretty good, I'd say, overall indication of what are the costs of the year. So I think that the 4.1 kind of level should give you a good indication of the full year kind of. Okay.
Carolina, the number in the first quarter was 24.5. The number now is 20 point something.
It's my mistake, Anna. You're right. 24.5 and down to 20, yes.
Yeah, the main difference is the dividends that we received in the second quarter.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll now take our next question from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona from BPI. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two quick ones. One would be on the outlook for the rest of the year. Would you expect to have any more non-recurrent items like we've seen in the first and second quarter during the first half of the year? And then the second question would be on the energy tax in Portugal. Do you have any developments on that side? Could you please update us on the legal process and what do you expect in terms of effects and timing? And also, what is your view regarding the elections and the potential change on the path set by the government to halve this tax next year and the following one, then to eliminate it in 2018? Thank you.
Okay, relative to your first question, and then I'll hand over to Rodrigo for the second. The first question, no, I would say that we are not forcing any kind of major non-recurrence. What you do have, but that you know, is the normal kind of cyclical nature in some items, namely CapEx and investment that you have in hand in the second half of the year. But that I would say is the normal kind of seasonality that we have in some items. Apart from that, we are not forcing any kind of non-recurrence like the ones that we had now in the first half. Okay.
On the energy extra tax on CES, we have nothing to comment at this point. The process is moving forward. You know, it's being handled by our lawyers, of course, with the management supervision. But there is nothing we can report at this point. It's just as we said when we announced what we were going to do. We told people, you know, this is processes that always take time. We do not have a date that we want to, you know, to try to guess. This is a multi-year situation, and you know, I'm sure our lawyers will be doing a good job for us. And as soon as we have anything to report, the situation is following the course of action. You know, it's a normal legal process. On the elections, you know, we can comment on our business. We can talk about energy consumption. We can talk about interconnections. We can talk about the things we manage. We do not manage elections, and we will be here to keep dealing with governments, regulators, do our job, and that's the only comment we would like to make.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will pause for just a moment to allow additional participants to signal. There are no further questions on the queue.
Well, thank you for attending the call. I think our results speak by themselves. That's why we don't get so many calls. But we gladly will answer to the next questions when we have the next conference call. For the ones who are now departing in holidays, we wish you a very good break. For the ones that will keep working, you know, some of us also will be keep working. Thank you very much.
And be here to answer your questions if you have them.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.